Hello, and thank you for joining us on Weekend Warriors Hockey, the official podcast of the Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy. I'm Austin Holthouse, and co-hosting with me are Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy founder, Rick Parisi, and Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy head coach, Rob Boyle. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you may get your podcasts. You can also listen to us on our website, weekendwarriorshockey.buzzsprout.com. Hello, everyone. Austin here. Wanted to take the opportunity to provide an option for folks out there who may be impacted by the coronavirus and are having to take time off of playing hockey, drills on the ice, any skating, any playing at all. And wanted to talk a little bit about some ways that you can keep your training going, perhaps keep your motivation up, and maybe bring a little bit of fun into a kind of crazy time as we're all dealing with the coronavirus. So I wanted to talk about couple of resources you might want to check out and take advantage of during this time where you won't be on the ice. YouTube's a favorite resource of mine when I'm not able to get out onto the rink. I use hockeytraining.com. Check out their channel on YouTube. They have many options out there on videos from stick handling, dry land training, to hockey workouts that require no weights at all. So if you're not able to get into the gym right now or you don't have a lot of weights at home, they have over 20 workout programs available, videos that you can do. And this is not a paid endorsement by hockeytraining.com. I just happened to find that they're easy to use. They provide a lot of good hockey specific training for folks that are trying to do a workout while they're not on the ice. So would definitely recommend if you're looking for something to do during this downtime where you're not able to hit the ice, go over to YouTube, hit up the hockeytraining.com site on YouTube and check out their at-home hockey workouts, even some of their conditioning, training, workouts, flexibility videos that they have. And then they also have some off-ice hockey skills training that you can do, which includes stick handling and other things like that. But please remember, only do these things within what your ability is right now, with your fitness and with what you and your doctor have been able to approve for your training. Some other options out there are 24/7 hockey. They provide a lot of good hockey information with workouts, stick handling drills, and things like that. How to Hockey, Coach Jeremy over there also provides a great number of stick handling options and shooting options. If you have a goal at home that you're able to practice, maybe some shooting, working on different areas of your skill sets that maybe you just need to spend some time on, and some dry land training would help you out. And another great one to look at, if you want to see somebody with some really good hands, is go check out Pavel Barber. And he has some stick handling routines as well that would be very helpful if you just have a puck or a Swedish ball that you can use to work on your stick handling. And he's an amazing stick handler, and I think you find that very helpful if you haven't checked him out before. So remember, if you're kind of cooped up right now, doing social distancing as we deal with this coronavirus, try not to lose the motivation that you have. If you're like me, your hockey season is going on right now, but you've either not been able to play hockey or you decided not to play hockey for a little while until this passes. Try not to lose that motivation. Try to find something that you can do that'll help out your hockey skills. Try to find a workout program that you can do if you need to modify some of the exercises to meet your needs, or just pick up a stick and a puck or a stick and a ball, a tennis ball will even work, and work on your stick handling. And hopefully it'll lift you up each day, maybe brighten your day a little bit when you can't get to the rink. So with that, I hope everyone stays safe and healthy during this time. And I hope you can get back on the ice as soon as possible. We hope you enjoyed our episode and are motivated to learn more about how you can improve as an adult hockey player. If you have show ideas, disagree with anything we said, or just want to say hi, please contact us. Simply email us at info@weekendwarriorshockey.com or leave a message on Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy Facebook page, Twitter, or Instagram sites if that's easier. We love to read responses and listener questions on the air. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you may get your podcasts. Share us with a friend or two or three and leave a 5-star Apple Podcast review if you enjoyed the show and want to learn more. Until next time, keep working hard and improving each time you're out on the ice.